Well, hello everyone and good morning. Thanks for joining us on our very first broadcast as Hamlin Road Baptist Church. We do so wish that we could gather together in person as we usually do, but this outbreak of the coronavirus means that we have to do things a little bit differently this morning. We thought it was really important to try to do something to engage the whole church family and to help you feel connected even in your self-isolation. And all of us believe that church is not the building, but never before have we really had to test that belief like now. And then in these difficult situations where you're possibly fearful and isolated, we really hope that the service can lift your eyes beyond what we see to what is unseen, to the Lord Jesus and God's goodness to us. So let me tell you what we're going to expect in this online service. John is going to here's a couple of songs that we would encourage you to join in and to sing along at home. And there's going to be a prayer, a children's talk, a Bible reading. And then Pastor Johnny's going to come and bring God's word to us from Psalm 46, just to raise our eyes to the Lord in these days. Halfway through Johnny's talk, there's going to be a solo from Theo Ray. And that will just help us again to focus on God. This is our first time doing this, so we do ask that you would bear with us. This is not a BBC production, this is a HRBC production, and I don't think we're going to hit any Oscars with what we do. But we really do hope that it encourages you and helps you in these days. One thing, hopefully under this video, you're going to be able to comment so that you can engage as well. So please do feel free to do that and to encourage others and to say hello from wherever you are watching this morning. And after, do give us some feedback. We're probably going to be doing a few more of these, so we'd love to know what you enjoyed and what you'd like to see more of and what just didn't work. So let's begin our time by praying together. Father God, we thank you that you are a good God who knows us, who cares for us, and who knows what's going on in our world. Father, we do thank you for the use of technology to be able to gather like this. And we pray that our time together would be one of real encouragement and where you are glorified. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Ray's House. This must be one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had trying to lead worship for a lot of people who are in a completely different place. What I want to encourage you this morning as we sing these songs here in our house, can you join with us? Because one of the great things about singing is that it can help us to remember some of the truths that we've learnt in better times and in times of isolation and fear and difficulty. It can be very useful for us to remember the great truths of the gospel and the songs that we've learnt and have sung many times before. So we're going to do a number of songs together this morning, but before we do that, I'm going to read some verses from Habakkuk 3, just to focus our thoughts together before we begin the first song. In Habakkuk 3 it says, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights." Let's sing together. Beyond us. Christ alone, Christ alone. What's our only confidence? That our souls to him belong. Who holds our days within his hand? What comes apart from his command? And what will keep us to the end? The love of Christ in which we stand. I'm going to remind you of the tune of this song. Now, just a little, I'll play a verse just on the piano and sing one verse, and then the rest of the guys will join in and we'll do the whole song together.
Is our hope in life and death? Christ alone, Christ alone. What is our only confidence? That our souls to him belong. Who holds our days within his hand? What comes apart from his command? To the end, the love of Christ in which we stand.
The chorus goes like this.
Oh, sing hallelujah, our hope springs eternal. Oh, sing hallelujah. in life and death.
Let's try the song together.
Clear a space in your living room. Everybody up on your feet for a game of musical statues. So remember to stop when the music stops. Okay, ready, steady, go.
Yeah.
verse that we're going to look at today. It's from Psalm 46, verse 10. I have it written out here for you, but if you have your Bibles, you can open them right in the middle and you will find the Psalms in the Old Testament. So our verse today says, "Be still and know that I am God." So let's think about the first part of our verse, "Be still." In our musical statues game, we practiced being still for a little while, didn't we, when the music stopped? Okay, so the word still means to not move, to be quiet. And some versions of the Bible say a funny thing. They say, "Cease striving," which actually means stop being so busy. So in other words, stop. But it doesn't mean just sit still. It means to switch off the busyness in our minds and in our hearts and in our bodies. So how do we do that? Well, let's think for a wee minute about the noisy music that was playing during our game of musical statues. The noisy music is a little bit like the busy, noisy, fast lives that we all normally live. Whether it's school, work, football, rugby, hockey, dancing, music, keep fit, parkrun, TV, gadgets, spending time with family and friends. Whoa, it makes our lives so very full and very busy. And all of these things are such an amazing blessing from God and to be enjoyed. But God also asks us to stop and to rest and to be still. So let's look at the next bit of our verse. It says, "And know that I am God." So the "to know" here is actually talking about a special friendship. So to know God is like us knowing our friends and our family. I know Jeff and Isaac and Annie and Faith really well because I love them so much and they're special to me. I love spending time with them. They listen to me and I listen to them, and that's how we get to know each other better. God wants us to do the same with him, to be still, to stop, and to get to know him better because he is God. So who is God? Let's have a think about some of the names that best describe God. There are so many in the Bible, but here are a few of my favourites. Okay, God is our Father. He's our Creator. He's the beginning and the end. He's everlasting. He's Provider. He's our Banner and our Shepherd, our Healer, our Peace Giver, the King of Kings, the Mighty God. And do you know the verse after this verse in Psalm 46 verse 11 says, "God is our mighty fortress." Now, can you pretend to be a mighty fortress? I want to see your biggest, strongest pose. Are you ready? After three, one, two, three. Oh. All of these words describing God mean that we don't need to worry about anything. Listen again. We don't need to worry about anything because our great God is all of these things. He is everything that we need. The Bible also tells us he is always speaking, and all we need is to stop, to be still, and to listen.
Please join me as we pray together for the situation in our world. Dear Lord and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning from many different circumstances and with very mixed emotions. We are saddened by the effect of this virus across our world. Father, you have promised you will never leave us nor forsake us. Would you make your presence felt in the lives of those that are sick and bring peace to those who are isolated at this time? We thank you for all the NHS workers in our congregation and ask for your protection from harm as they selflessly help all who are ill. We thank you too for the many teachers and assistants in our congregation who help our children and young people learn in our schools. Father, we ask that you equip them for their new role in educating their classes from a distance. Father, we thank you for the positive influence that many of our teachers have on those that they teach. We pray especially for those vulnerable children who will miss the safe routine of the classroom. Protect them and help all of our families as they adapt to a new situation. We pray that the fruit of your Holy Spirit will be evident in the lives of parents. Give them patience, gentleness, and self-control as they take on the role of teacher as well as mum or dad. We pray for those who have real concerns about their employment, their businesses, and making ends meet on reduced incomes. Father, please provide for them and help your church to be vigilant in caring for those in need and distress. There are many difficult decisions to be made by our political leaders in the days that lie ahead. Father, would you give wisdom and compassion to those that can lead us forward? Help us as your people to act justly with love, mercy, and humility. Thank you that you are our refuge and strength in times of trouble. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and not on the things around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The reading today is taken from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress."
Well, I want to thank Lindsay and Dai for reading the words of Psalm 46 to us. Psalm 46 is the great psalm that inspired Martin Luther to write his famous song, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." And as Luther lived in uncertain times, we ourselves find ourselves living in uncertain days. But the wonderful thing about Psalm 46, we find in this beautiful psalm a God who is absolutely sure, a God who is absolutely steadfast, and a God in whom we can trust. So for a few moments on this Sunday morning, I want to invite you to look at Psalm 46 and see our God, and see our God offering us three things this morning: strength, hope, and an invitation. Let me read to you the words of Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3, and see the first thing that our God offers us. He offers us strength. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge. He's our shelter. He's the place where, in circumstances like we find ourselves, we can run to and find strength. He's someone that is not distant, but that he has come so close to us and so near to us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is our refuge and our strength." And these beautiful words, "a very present help in times of trouble." And maybe you find yourself in the midst of trouble, perhaps with your health, perhaps with your finances, maybe even with your mental state this morning. God says to us from his word, he's a very findable help in times of trouble. And then he encourages us in this psalm about how we should think. He says, "Therefore we will not fear." I wonder if you have been tempted to fear over these last week to 2 weeks. Based on who God is, Psalm 46 verse 2 says, therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth gives way, even though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. For the people who would have lived in Israel at this time, two of the most impregnable things in the country would have been the mountains, and it would have been the very earth itself. And so for the earth to be giving way and for the mountains to be moving into the heart of the sea, it would have brought great uncertainty into their lives. And yet the psalmist says, even these things should not shake our confidence in God. The God of Psalm 46 this morning offers us strength. The second thing that the God of Psalm 46 offers to us is hope. Not just can we have strength in the midst of uncertain times because of who God is, but we can also have hope. Because even though those that the psalmist was writing to felt nature itself moving with the mountains and with the earth, what about the nations? Nature might be in uproar, and nations might be in uproar. But no matter what is going on, Psalm 46 tells us we can have hope. Consider what he says in verses 4 to 6. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The psalmist was able to lift up his gaze from the difficulties in nature and focus on a person and on a place that could never be moved. The person that would never be moved is God himself, and the place that could never move is heaven itself. And so he writes in Psalm 46, verse 5, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. But he utters his voice, and the earth melts. The place the psalmist is thinking of is heaven, this eternal city with an eternal community, with an eternal Savior. And so as he thought about these things, it brought him great hope. So he could say in verse 7, the Lord of the armies, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He's the place we can retreat to. He's our lofty place. He's our high place. He's our stronghold. He's our security. The God of Psalm 46, he offers us strength. He offers us hope. And lastly, he offers us an invitation. And in verse 8, listen to the invitation that he offers us, whether you come to Hamlet Row Baptist regularly or maybe you're not a follower of Jesus Christ. I want each one of us to consider the invitation that is offered to us. Come and behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. In the midst of the uncertainty in nature, in the midst of the uncertainty in the nations, the psalmist offered to his people, and he offers to us, an invitation. Come to God. You say this morning, how can I come to God? Well, you can only come through his Son, the Lord Jesus. Listen to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He says, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. If you're going to find strength this morning, if you're going to find hope this morning, you will only find it if you come to God our Father through Jesus Christ, his only Son. And he says to you this morning, come to me. Repent of your sin and give your heart and your life to me. And if you do that, you can join with all the other followers of Jesus from Hamilton Road Baptist Church and apply these concluding words. Be still, Psalm 46, verse 10, and know that I am God. I wonder, could you be still this morning? Stop worrying and focus on God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let me pray before we close this service. Our Father, we thank you for the God of Psalm 46. We thank you for each one of us this morning. He offers us strength. He offers us hope. He offers each one of us an invitation. We praise you, our Father, that if we come to you through your only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we ourselves this morning can find hope in you, strength in you, because of the new life that is offered to us through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
And so our final song this morning then is He Will Hold Me Fast. This is a great song that reminds us of our security in God. When I fear, my faith will fail. Christ will hold me fast. Let's sing these great words to the God who is our strength and our refuge and ever-present help in the time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
As we conclude this morning service, I want to thank you for tuning in to us through whatever medium you've accessed this service. Could I really encourage you, if you would like more feedback, if you would like more information, please do follow us on all of the social media outlets and do email into us at the church if we can help you or serve you in the midst of your isolation or just with concerns that you have in life at the moment. You may want to comment on the threads below this video this morning, or indeed the many videos that will be coming out in the coming weeks. So let us close this service with the words of this lovely prayer in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good, that you might do his will, through Jesus Christ, his Son, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And God bless.